McDermott and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Lads, how many times have you noticed something untoward or worrying, health-wise, that you ignored or avoided going to the GP about? There is a tendency for Irishmen to put off going to see their GP, which can lead to late diagnosis for what could have been preventable conditions if they'd been caught earlier. And this week is International Men's Health Awareness Week. And to chat about the importance of minding yourself, we're joined by Dr. Jennifer Grant, who's a physician in Beacon's Health Check. That's Beacon Hospital out there. Morning, Dr. Grant. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Great. And you?
Good, thanks. Yeah. Don't need to go to the GP, I don't think, so I'm okay for the moment. But is there this kind of traditional image of men, and particularly Irish men, you know, not going to the doctor? In your experience, is that actually the case?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's a lot of bravado. Sticking your head in the sand, ignoring signs and symptoms. So, yeah, it's really important to, if you're too afraid to go to your doctor, talk to a friend, talk to a family member, someone who's older maybe, who's been through things, and just speak up and ask. Talk to your loved one. You never know.
Yeah, and isn't it the case, as we said there at the start, that, you know, early diagnosis for something or even ruling something out is really a key factor in your kind of overall health for throughout your life?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, in terms of cancer, the earlier you catch it, the more chance of cure, obviously. But other things, hypertension, diabetes, smoking, you know, they're all primary prevention strategies for the government, and simple things to check. I mean, you can buy a blood pressure monitor in any Lidl, Aldi pharmacy. And if there's a family history of those persons, you know, the onus is on you to buck up and make sure you're not at risk.
Right. And do you think something like knowing your blood pressure, for example, or your, I don't know, your cholesterol number or something like that, like, are there things that in general, as trying to be healthy human beings, we should know?
Absolutely, 100%. From your 20s on, early 20s, know your blood pressure. I find it's a great gift to give grandparents or parents, and anyone over 50, you know, 60, should have a blood pressure monitor in their house. So there's no excuse when you pop around to visit, put on the monitor and go, ah, yeah, I'm grand. I'm under 135, 85. That's acceptable.
So you should also know, I suppose, what the kind of parameters are, because you could read out a number to yourself and go, I don't know what that means. So you should obviously learn that too.
Yeah, like there's a bit of acceptance of high blood pressure out there. You know, 140-90 is just a little too high. You really need to look at salt intake, look at weight loss, look at exercise, and get a 24-hour monitor if you really are at risk of hypertension. I mean, if it's in your family, I'll often meet people with, you know, mom and dad have diabetes, and yet they never thought in their 30s that they could be at risk.
Right.
And suddenly their blood sugar high, and you're like, well, hang on a second, how much sugar are you taking? Oh, two sugar in every coffee. How many coffees a day? Oh, five or six. And you're like, well, that all adds up.
Mm.
Plus you're not exercising, plus you're gaining weight. As you get over 30, you lose a pound of muscle, you gain a pound of fat for every year over 30. So unless you're doing something to counteract that, you're going to end up like Homer Simpson.
Right. So if you shouldn't know that stuff in your 20s and 30s, what about as you get a bit older? What about people in their 40s? I mean, is there specific stuff you should be looking out for as a man in your 40s?
Yeah, well, then you're looking more at prostate cancer screening as well. So know your PSA, certainly by your mid-40s. I mean, these are all simple blood tests any nurse in any GP practice will do for €50.
Right, so a PSA, just explain what PSA is, anyone who doesn't know.
Oh, prostate-specific antigen. So 80% of prostate cancers will have a rise in that blood marker. So it's really important to do that. For men, you know, from your mid-40s on, I would say every 2 years, always do your set of bloods. From 50 on, every year. From 60 on, I'd even say to people, every 6 months, you know, why not?
It's right.
It's only a test. Know your baseline, track your numbers, look out for symptoms.
And then in terms of, okay, so like let's say, you know, we all know we could lose weight, or we could, you know, become fitter or have better habits or whatever. But I mean, are there specific things that men should be doing as they, you know, become adults and get older? You know, is it the usual stuff of, you know, don't smoke and exercise?
Well, that's a big part of it in terms of, I mean, the number one cause of death worldwide is heart disease. So that is back to blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, exercise, you know, stress management. Are you sleeping well? Why aren't you sleeping well? That's a risk factor for dementia as you get into your 60s and 70s. If you've been one of these chronic poor sleepers surviving on 3-4 hours a night, you know, address these things now. Getting it under control before it's too late, and you don't want to look back and regret just living a crazy lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, and a crazy lifestyle, I suppose, traditionally you might have an you know, a perception of that, of like, you know, absolutely caning a drink and 4 or 5 nights a week, you know, doing whatever. But I mean, a crazy lifestyle can also be something that is, you know, very sedentary and full of, you know, sugary processed foods and too much alcohol and smoking. You know, you don't necessarily have to, you know, go be a party animal to live a lifestyle that can be detrimental to your health.
Yeah, well, that's probably more in your late teens, early 20s. Most people settle down or cop on. And then you're looking at, yeah, what are you putting into your body? Why are you skipping breakfast? Why are you skipping lunch? Because you'll overeat in the evening time. And, you know, people will get a takeaway and there's 1,000 calories. And then they'll open like a large packet of Maltesers and eat the whole lot. You know, there's another 1,000 calories. But why aren't you eating high protein, high fiber, low carb, low sugar, healthy, 3 square meals a day, and drinking 2 liters of water, you know? And if you need help with weight loss, go get it. There's plenty of companies out there helping people build muscle, burn fat.
It's Today FM. It's Dermot and Dave. We're talking to Dr. Jennifer Grant, who's a GP at Beacon Hospital Health Check. Dr. Grant, I suppose, look, you know, we don't live in an ideal world where, you know, as you said, everyone's going to eat the right food and do the right exercise. So I suppose on a, you know, a men's, International Men's Health Awareness Week, you know, those things aside, I suppose it is the worrying signs of disease or illness that we should be looking out for. And then not being afraid to go and talk to someone. You mentioned, like, not just necessarily going to the GP, but maybe being able to have a conversation with someone. So maybe your mate or your partner or your parent, and then they may encourage you to go and see the doctor. But having that conversation is really helpful.
Absolutely, yeah. The more people you talk to, the more information you get, the more likely you are to act. So screening programs are great as well, you know. But your GP can do your screening for you, and your nurse and your GP practice is a great place to start. It's a really cheap and easy consult, you know, to get a routine set of bloods, a blood pressure check, you'll have your diabetes test. And then every single thing you do every single day matters. So start now. Start now by making healthier choices and fitting in. Like, who can't go out for a 40-minute walk early in the morning or late in the evening? The weather's great at the minute. We're getting so much sunlight. That's another thing, sunscreen. A lot of men think that they don't need sunscreen because they've tannable skin, and, you know, sure, isn't it great to have a brown tan? But, like, you know, brown skin equals sun damage. That's what you've done. You've damaged your skin. So put your sunscreen on. You'll see so many people who work outdoors, particularly men, who won't wear a hat or who think putting on sunscreen is for sissies. It's not. You're going to regret that in your 60s when you have to go back for basal cells and squamous cells and solar keratosis all over you. So act now. Prevention is key.
There are so many texts coming in. There's one says, my husband was giving out about his back for weeks. He wouldn't go to the doctor, so I rang the doctor myself for an appointment for him. He went. They sent him for an MRI, but he wouldn't ring the doctor back to get the results. I continued to give out about his back, or he continued to give out about his back, so I had to ring the doctor again. I'm like his mammy trying to get the results. But it turns out he had 2 bulging discs sitting on a nerve, and he couldn't need surgery. Men are useless when it comes to the doctor, says the text.
That's classic. I mean, geez, I'd say 20% of GP practice is dealing with back pain. And again, that goes back to, it's down to prevention.
Yeah.
You know, people understand that over 30, your muscles waste, and yes, you gain fat. So if you're not doing abdominal workouts, core workouts, glutes, hamstrings, quads, you need to maintain the muscle mass to protect your spine. CrossFit is fantastic. You know, if people just engage in more resistance training, and flexibility and strength and conditioning, it's so important as we get older. So yeah, we're all going to get back pain. It's as common as muck. But, you know, again, I've suffered back pain, several attacks and episodes, but I know what to do to keep on top of that. I've had disc bulge. It's quite normal, and none of us are perfect. But if you understand what you have to do and what you need to do, Do it 3 days a week. I'm not asking you to do it every day. Just do your maintenance of your muscle mass, your core, your abs 3 days a week.
Go ahead.
The fitness app on the Apple, it gives you for like €85 for the year, you get these little core workouts, HIIT workouts, everything. But there's loads of help on the internet, YouTube. Just put in beginner Pilates, core workout, 10 minutes. That's it. That's all you need to do. And then you won't get yourself into that mess.
Okay. Well, look, Dr. Jennifer Grant, GP at Beacon Hospital Health Check, thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully raised a bit of awareness, as we said, for international men's health this week, and encourage people to, A, look after themselves, but B, if you suspect something is wrong, go to the doctor. Dr. Jennifer Grant, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.